For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Naturalist Jim Knight and Dave Chichimuri are walking through a wooded area in an Aiken housing subdivision. They're headed for a site that's rich in prehistoric fossils that they've dug through for years. Knight and Chichimuri have collected thousands of prehistoric shark teeth and fossils of other sea creatures from the area. But this year, Chichimuri said they confirmed a startling discovery about some of the tiny shark teeth they'd found.
So we took some of the sediment that was there, brought it back to the museum, and then we put that in water and screened it with different sizes of screens to separate out the different sizes of fossils that could be in there. So we got everything from maybe an inch and a half to down to maybe a 16th of an inch. So in the case of this particular shark, we found the teeth, we recognized them as, oh, they look like daggernose shark.
Well, lo and behold, it fit every criterion to be Isogonphodon.
That's the scientific name of the daggernose shark, said Knight.
It was the right shape and structure and the whole bit. So we said, well, shoot, that looks like a new one because, one, it's smaller than most of those that come after it, and it's much older than the others. It's the earliest appearance in the fossil record of that particular genus of sharks. So let's describe it.
Chichimuri said the pair soon realized they had found a new species of ancient daggernose shark.
So we took and looked at the descriptions and the shapes of all these different fossil daggernose shark teeth and determined after a while that what we found in Aiken wasn't the same thing. So that's why we named it a new species, because it didn't conform to anything else that had been reported before. And there we have this new species.
The fish they named Isogonphodon aikenensis lived 34.5 million years ago, said Knight, who named some of the shark's characteristics.
One, they're not real big sharks. The shape of the teeth, they've got a very narrow cusp. It's that really thin, blade-like central cusp of the tooth that really kind of sets it apart. This thing sticks up like you would maybe use a knife to stab something. That's exactly what these sharks were doing with those teeth.
According to Chichimuri, the fossils revealed not only facts about the sea creatures, but also about the land.
So where Aiken is, you know, it's forested, you're walking around in the woods and there are these shark teeth. Well, back 34.5 million years ago, where we were standing today was actually at the bottom of the ocean.
And because of the place the new species was found, it was Chichimuri who suggested naming it Aikenensis, after Aiken, said Knight.
Aiken is the only place in the world where this particular shark species is known from. Right now, somebody will find it over in Georgia or someplace else in South Carolina. But for right now, Aiken's it. And so Aikenensis seemed more appropriate than anything else.
The discovery of Isogonphodon aikenensis is only the beginning. The scientists plan to keep adding to the body of knowledge, Chichimuri said.
Sometimes you make these discoveries, sometimes you don't. And if you strike out, we go to the next site and then we look there. So anywhere where we can get to that there are deposits available, we'll go and we'll sample them and evaluate it back in the lab and then try and build a picture of how South Carolina's changed over millions of years. We're just kind of scratching the surface as far as work in South Carolina. Plenty to do.
Knight and Chichimuri both foresee doing research essentially for the rest of their lives.
Research never ends, and I suspect that I'll be doing it until I can't walk anymore.
As long as I can walk or somebody else collects the material and we can look at it in the lab.
And then I'll sit at a microscope until I can't see anymore.
As long as I don't go blind, I guess I can still do it.
This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.